Namaste. Blessings to you. Blessings to all the beings that you share your life with. Blessings to this whole world and all its beings. Countless, countless, countless. If in one teaspoon of good soil, there's millions of bacteria and fungi and all kinds of small critters. Well, then, how many beings are there really on this planet? Uncountable. So, blessings to all, starting with you. We continue with the theme of distraction so that we can look at it, so that we can examine what is this word mean for me individually, each of us individually. And as with any other subject matter that we've taken up or component of practice we've taken up, it has to be individual. Each of us has to look at it or apply it or play with it. And each of us will discover what we will appropriate to us as an individual, our uniqueness and our circumstances and with our various histories in this life and all its phases. And in every other life, and all their phases. That right there, let's all stop, pause. Because I just said actually a lot of contemplation. So let's stay with the idea of unique for a moment. Because it's like preference. We highlighted preference last week and its intimate relationship with distraction. And that distraction is a choice. Now let's look at our uniqueness, our individuated, the feature of being a human being. Even zebras, right? You can identify a zebra by its stripes. And every single zebra has a different pattern. So individuation is clearly something that Mother Earth has chosen as a mode of expression. So that's a first contemplation right there. There's nothing special about you or me or anyone else we know from the point of view of Mother Earth has clearly chosen individuation uniqueness, identifiable distinction as a mode of expression. Let's all take that in. And if we question just look to nature. Why is it that out of all the possible mates that show up, the female will choose one? Because there's something unique about that one's dance or that one's call or that one's scarring or whatever it might be. The uniqueness over and over again, over and over again. Snowflakes, right? Right? We were taught that as a youth. No snowflake is the same. So this, again, when we consider distraction, it is a distraction. It is a real root distraction to think, well, I'm something particular. Take that one on for a day. Really watch how that plays out all through the day. And almost 99% of that playing out is going to end up being distraction from beingness. Take that one on today and tomorrow and see if you let us all see for ourselves. We really think we're special, unique, individual. And how that factor, that belief about ourselves, the all kinds of distractions it breeds and that we engage in. A big smile and really take that one on today and tomorrow. So we do smile. We do smile. Goodness gracious. The tangled webs we weave. And then we just get tangled. We smile at that. Because if we don't smile, we can't change it. And maybe someone doesn't want them. And that's fair enough. But own it. Let's get to the place where we actually own our stuff, our minds, and what goes on. And smile with it. And notice that as we all settle, the sense of uniqueness just dissolves and disappears. Because it's such a universality to presence, beingness, awareness. It's so wide. It's so clear. It's so now. There's nothing else but that. And they're all universal. There's so more, right? We abide, and as we do, we are familiarizing with inner essence. And we do that because the rest of the day is not that. It's not familiarizing with essence unless we are bringing our practice off the cushion. So we abide and we choose a peaceful mind. We choose clear expanse and presence and give it some time. Because the rest of the day contrives to pull at us in distractions. To bring forward all manner of emotions and thoughts that just come out of nowhere. And a lot of them aren't conducive to presence or well-being for ourselves or for others. Unless we have taken the practice off the cushion. And then any moment is praying forward. Every moment is wishing well for others. Every moment can be seeing all beings as pure presence. Namaste. As the Buddha before us. And so forth. So again, we smile. We smile. Our distractions are individual and individuated. What distracts you and what distracts me are gonna, they're both distractions, but there'll be a uniqueness to that because of how our minds are, how our experiences have been through lives. Fair enough. So we smile again. We smile again. And there it is. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. And our Mother Earth. And all beings in this universe, seen and unseen. So keep in mind as you might take on the challenge, we're not judging. We're not saying, I'm not saying that one's sense of uniqueness is wrong per se. Because we're not talking about ultimate reality here. Where, yes, there is no self. So then, the sense of uniqueness is a lie that we tell ourselves all through the day. But we're not talking about that. So there's no judgment, nothing like that. What we want to, and why is there nothing about that, the ultimate? There is no self, that whole thing. If any of us can take that on, like really take that on, well, then have at it. But I know I can't. I'm not there yet on the path. So I'm going to be honest with myself. I don't want to project on anyone else. I can only be honest with myself and say, well, yeah, I can say that conceptually, and I can wish it for myself, but I'm still getting up and I'm getting dressed and I'm brushing my teeth and I don't want to have bad breath through the day. Well, that's a sense of self. That only comes from that. So I'm just going to be honest with myself. Okay, fine. Putting all that aside, so we're not looking with an eye of judgment. That something is wrong, individuation, uniqueness, that idea that we hold and actually probably pretty cherish. We're not judging it at all. But to examine it, to look at its relationship to distraction, to look at its relationship to our thoughts and our emotions and how we use our time and la la la. That's a worthwhile process. So that's what is the challenge. That's what's being put before us. With a big smile. Love you all. Create your day.